There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. What does this mean? A caliphate has been announced by ISIS. You've heard about this group that's making so much trouble, declaring itself a sovereign state, a rather small group of jihadist Muslims, and they have announced a caliphate against both Iraq and Syria. Now, that's obviously related to the word caliph, and that has some parlance in, well, the more ancient side of Muslim history. There have been caliphates before. What does it mean that this group, ISIS, wants there to be one again? Dr. Alvin Schmidt joins us to talk about this story and explain the history of the caliphate in Islam. He's professor emeritus of sociology at Illinois College and author of the book, The Great Divide, The Failure of Islam and the Triumph of the West. Dr. Schmidt, welcome back to Issues.
Oh, thank you. Great to be with you again.
Should we take this announcement by ISIS of a caliphate in Iraq and Syria seriously?
That's a tough question. One can argue both ways, I suppose. My feeling is it probably, in order for it to be really successful, you will have to have all the other Muslim countries join in, like Egypt, Syria, of course, already is in, but then you'd have to have like Saudi Arabia come in, and Turkey. Now, Turkey, of all places, I think would be the very last to do so, because we have to remember, it was under Turkey in 1923, 1924, that Mustafa Kemal Ataturk, who became the leader of Turkey, who abolished the caliphate. And the strict Muslims have never forgiven him for that to this day. He abolished it because basically the caliphate had been for 600 years from the Ottoman Empire the caliphate. And he abolished it after World War I when Turkey was essentially kind of defeated and introduced then the Republic of Turkey, which you essentially have today. And he, in the process, basically very much secularized Turkey, and many called him an atheist because he went against a lot of Islamic principles and rules, and too numerous for me to mention here, for example, but that would probably be the biggest hurdle for this new caliphate to be successful. You'd have to basically have Turkey come on board, and personally, I don't see that happening.
Now, what is a caliph? What is a caliphate from the Muslim perspective?
Well, it basically begins right after the death of Muhammad. Basically, the word caliph means successor to Muhammad. And you had, right when Muhammad died in 632, you had Abu Bakr, who was a close associate of his for years, then sort of usurped power and became the new caliph. And then you had Umar sometimes announced, and you had basically four followed within 30 years become caliphs. The last one, the fourth one, was Muhammad's son-in-law and his cousin, who then was assassinated by Muawiyah, basically, and he then became the new caliph. And, of course, all of that caused the Shiites to come on board, and so you've had a big division there. And that's the other thing that makes the caliphate questionable in terms of being successful, is what does this do and where does it leave the Shiites in Iran? And so that basically what the term means. It means a successor of Muhammad. It also means that the caliph is God's appointed ruler for all Muslims. That's a very powerful concept, and that's basically what is behind the jihad movement, and even you might say back in 1928 when the Muhammad Brotherhood came in being. They basically came into being in many ways, hopefully someday, to bring about a caliphate. Of course, they weren't successful in doing it. So there have been various attempts and desires to do so. And now you have Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and basically his first part of the name he assumed. He's trying to sort of imitate al-Bukhar, who succeeded Muhammad. And I suppose by doing that, he may think that he can attract other Muslims who obviously would admire that kind of similarity that followed Muhammad's death.
So does al-Baghdadi, is he claiming by issuing this caliphate under the guise of ISIS, is he claiming to be nothing less than the successor, the rightful present-day successor
to the
Prophet?
Right. Definitely so. That's what the term means. And that's been a desire of rigid conservative Muslims for years, ever since Ataturk abolished it in 1924 in Turkey. There hasn't been one. And there may not ever be another one. I don't know. I hate to prophesy one way or another. This is a desire on this new guy's part of ISIS, meaning the Islam State of Iraq and Syria. So definitely he sees himself in that light, whether and how many others will. That, of course, is the big question.
So I guess you mentioned this just a second ago, but I'd like to expand on it just a little bit. Obviously, the major division there in Islam is between Sunni and Shiite, the Shiite being, if I'm not mistaken, the vast majority, especially in Iraq.
In Iraq, definitely so.
Mm-hmm. So to me, this would seem, at least on the face of it, as a political move, something that has far more potential to divide Islam along that line than to unite Islam. Am I wrong?
Well, that's hard to say. You see, for example, the Sunnis don't really recognize the Shiites, and the reverse is true as well. And so what this new self-proclaimed caliph has in mind, it may be just that. In other words, we can ignore the Shiites because numerically they are a minority. They're only about 12-15% of the Muslims that are Shiites. So the Sunnis far outnumber them, at least by 85%. So he may be of the opinion, who cares about them? But my opinion would be, if that's what he thinks, at the same time, Iran is a powerful entity militarily today itself. And you know that back before we had the first Desert War under George Bush the First, there was a long-standing war between the Shiites and the Sunnis, in other words, between Iraq and Iran. And so this could, again, end up being a war between those two major groups.
One other question for you, Dr. Schmidt, and that is, to what degree must we take into account that groups like this, especially when they are so bold as to claim to be the direct successors of the Prophet Muhammad, believe themselves to be, through their military exploits, whatever they may be, to be reenacting the life and the actions of Muhammad himself? About a minute and a half.
What, you mean, what are the implications of this, basically?
Yeah, should we take that into account, that they sincerely believe that they are carrying on?
Definitely so. It could very much balloon the whole problem that you have out there at the moment, for example, to begin with, and particularly if they should be successful in taking back Iraq. That would be a major coup and a major, success for the self-proclaimed new caliph.
Dr. Alvin Schmidt is Professor Emeritus of Sociology at Illinois College, and he's author of the book, The Great Divide, The Failure of Islam, and The Triumph of the West. You'll find a link to it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Dr. Schmidt, thank you very much for being our guest.
Yeah, thank you. My pleasure being with you. Thanks.
When we come back, we're going to have a conversation with Bishop Keith Ackerman, former bishop of the Episcopal Diocese in Quincy, Illinois, about a vote coming up next week by the Church of England to at long last, or so they would think, allow women bishops. Stay tuned. Have you wondered what classical Lutheran education is all about? Are you a Lutheran homeschooler, pastor, or teacher? Would you like to be equipped to teach more effectively? Join the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education July 15th through the 17th at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Find the conference schedule recently posted at ccle.org. Discover the education that is our Lutheran heritage, ccle.org.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Christ at the Center, The Justification of the Ungodly, A Contemporary View of Faith and Reason, The Holy Spirit in Christ. These are just some of the almost 30 essays included in Propter Christum, Christ at the Center. It's a new book of essays in honor of Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Daniel Preuss. Find out more and purchase Propter Christum at shop.logia.org. Propter Christum, Christ at the Center, shop.logia.org.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Leave it to the Lutheran Church to want all the discarded crap from evangelicalism and evangelical worship, jumping on that boat at the moment evangelicals are leaving it.
Craig Parton, speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And it's my generation, the baby boomer generation, that frankly needs to die to leave all these entertainment orientation, market orientation, me orientation, what can the church do for me today? That kind of perspective in the Lutheran churches, which is really needs to be extirpated in some way.
You can listen to Craig Parton's presentation, Making the Case Against Lutherans Imitating Evangelicals, on an audio DVD from the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. We'll send it to you for a donation of $300. For more information, look for the DVD logo at issuesetc.org.